you know, just put us in a bind and, you know, we can handle it.
You've had nights kind of like JJ had tonight. I mean, the thing must look like the ocean throwing it in because he did hit some really tough shots. They weren't all uncontested.
Right. No, without a doubt. I mean, it was like he was, you know, back playing a Duke with some of those shots coming full speed. And those are daggers, too. I mean, because they were just felt like we were coming back, and then or ahead. And then he hits, you know, a big time three. Paul Pierce hits a big time three. So it's tough, very tough.
Was the hard foul on Alec, was that a message, do you think? Were they sending a message at the end of the half?
I don't know what it was. You know, it was a hard foul. Maybe he was just caught in the air, caught in a vulnerable position, and, you know, sometimes those falls happen, and, you know, I feel terrible for him. And, you know, hopefully he can have a speedy recovery.
How tough is it to drop the one here at home, especially when you got what, 4 out of the next 5 before tonight here?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we're banged up, obviously, and, you know, then to lose AB like that was emotional for us. We're going to have to regroup and find a way to get the job done. So hopefully we can watch the film and learn from today, you know, learn what to do in those situations, why they got open when they did, and, you know, we got to get better, got to use this to get better.
With so many injuries, how hard is it to make sure you guys don't get too down on yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, it's you got to have a next man up mentality. Try to fight through the adversity. I think we'll be better through it. But, you know, it's tough to play right now with so many guys banged up. Hopefully we get some of these guys back soon.
How do you guys feel you communicated tonight? How would you grade that?
You know, not very good there in the fourth quarter. And I said earlier, I mean, they do a good job of coming off screens hard, and, you know, we don't know a lot of times, are we switching, are we not, and they take, I mean, they're a veteran team, so they take advantage of the mismatches, and, you know, they know how to close out the game, but, you know, we just got to be better. So we can watch film tomorrow. Hopefully we can learn from this one, because it was, you know, it was there for the taking.
Did you have a chance to see AB or talk to him at all afterwards?
Yeah, I've talked to him. Feel terrible for him, and you know, he's a tough kid, and you know, especially with what he went through last year, feel terrible for him. But like I said, he's tough, and hopefully he'll have a speedy recovery.
He usually does bounce back up right after those kind of fouls,
right?
So when he does go down, you guys all kind of pause and worry that it's really serious.
We were. I mean, his, you know, looked like his leg was shaking, and he was in a rough place, so it was tough to see. You know, guy like that, everybody loves AB, and, you know, like I said, hopefully has speedy recovery.
They had that 4 straight possessions where they kind of run that same play with the double screen up top, and they scored on all 4. What happened on the sequence of plays?
You know, miscommunication, for one, was big, but also they do a good job of taking advantage of mismatches and reading, you know, what the defense is doing. Seemed like, you know, one time you hedge out hard and, you know, they hit Paul Pierce, he hits a 3. Another time, you know, you don't hedge and Chris Paul just takes it to the rim. So, I mean, they're good at running that play, but, you know, defensively just miscommunication.
When the guys go out like tonight and leading up to tonight, do you feel additional pressure on yourself to score and bring more to the team?
You know, there's no pressure. I think there's more responsibility. To try to do something to help us in other ways. You know, fell short tonight of doing that. But I don't think it was on the offensive end, honestly. I think we were scoring, you know, we scored 3 or 4 times in a row ourselves. Couldn't get stops when we needed it.
Was there any kind of, you got to the line a lot tonight, was there any kind of added emphasis on being aggressive offensively?
You know, I thought they were, They had a hard time stopping our dribble penetration, and so I think it was a focused effort from our team to really drive the gap and try to get in there and kick out. And a lot of times I drove and they fouled, you know. So take what they give me.
Thanks, Gordon.